Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lots to talk about yesterday with Antonio Brown. People have been over chapter and verse already. You probably know the story. Tweets out a profanity-laced tirade yesterday, then takes it back in a tweet that looks like it was manufactured or put together by someone who wasn't Antonio Brown, nonetheless disseminated by him. You know, people talk about, is he crazy, the perfect hit, will he ever play in the NFL again? It's all cliched kind of stuff for me. It really is. And it'll be talked about from all the national talking heads ad nauseum today and was throughout the day yesterday. The thing that comes to the surface for me is, just look at this story for what it is and what he is on the field. I can't get over that he's 31 years old. He wasn't dealt a huge injury, much like Gale Sayers or someone that you think of. And he played 9 seasons in 1 game, and we've seen the last of Antonio Brown. We've most likely seen the last of this guy play football.
Although if you...
As crazy as he is, right, there's been a lot of crazy people playing the NFL.
Although if you subscribe to the theory that the Vontaze Burfict hit is what really set him off the rails...
That maybe he's out because of an
maybe
injury.
Maybe that is an injury. Yeah, and I don't know. It's really hard to gauge whether his spiral began before that, if this would have happened anyway, if that's had an actual physical impact on him. But it is incredible to think that we're less than a year removed from him being widely regarded as the best wide receiver in the game and a Hall of Famer, despite not having a championship to his credit, and now he's out of the game and with nowhere to go. It's not like there are other options. If you don't play in the NFL and you play football for a living, you're not ending up anywhere else. There's no Arena 2 league for you if you're Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I just think that to me is the big takeaway. As we sit here in November of 2019, we've most likely seen Antonio Brown play his last game of NFL football. A guy who is not too far removed from every conversation we ever had whenever he'd run a crazy out route where you're like, oh my gosh, he did that and then he got his toes in, or he was so quick to do this, it ended with a national guy that was on the broadcast saying, is he the best in the game right now? Nobody does it better than that. And I'm talking like that happened 12 months ago. That happened 24 months ago. That happened not too long ago. He caught 15 touchdowns in 2018. 15 touchdowns.
Even less than that. Think about everything that Antonio Brown put himself through, right? And he still somehow landed on his feet in New England, of all places. He was catching touchdowns from Tom Brady for a week, and then all of a sudden screwed that up.
With limited practice, he went out there and caught an incredible ball for a touchdown that few people can catch in the NFL. And now, because of his own demise, he's done. We'll never see him again. There'll never be that lineup to buy AB's jersey. Oh, I wonder what number he's going to wear with this team. Oh, yes, he's signing autographs at camp. We got to get there and line up. Oh, there's that. That to me is, and again, it's not a Gale Sayers kind of story where you see it's just gone in a flash because of an injury. The guy did the virtually impossible in a league that gives you so many chances. He worked his way out of the league. He was his own undoing. Very seldom the things happen where you say, it's headed down a bad road, and you say it like kind of flip. He's going to end up being out of the league. Guys get 7 million chances. They vehicular homicide people, and they get back into the league. They hit women on video. You're going to see a man play this week for the Cleveland Browns that hit a woman, right? I didn't make that up. I saw the tape. That happened. He's back in the league. This guy worked himself out of the league. Not only was, and he wasn't a small talent. Okay, if you're somebody that's a small talent, you work yourself out of the league, who cares? Right? Normally. He was a major talent.
Yeah, this wasn't Cedric Wilson.
And did the impossible. Right. Jim, when you look back at the history books, you go like 40 years into the future and look back, it's going to be like, how in the world did that guy do that?
I'm trying to think back 40 years and figure out if there's been anything like this.
No.
Ever in terms of, you know, misbehavior. to get yourself kicked out. And it also wasn't all that long ago in big picture terms that this guy was the hardest working young guy. You know, he came in here. He was the guy. He was the second dog without the bone. He worked harder than everybody else, and he elevated himself to be the best in the game. And then somehow he felt like he was mistreated.
What I think it was the speed of the spiral out of control, right? Like, a very apt comparison to compare him to T.O., right? It took T.O. a few years to work his way out of the league, and really it wasn't as much about wild off-field accusations as it was just he couldn't get along with anybody when it came to game days and preparation for game days. And he lost some skill as well. A.B. didn't lose any skill. Like, he just lost his mind, apparently. And, like, that.
He also played for 15 years.
Yeah.
You know? Like, T.O. played longer, accrued more. And you're right about that, too. Like, his body started breaking down. This guy left, Jim, we could say, pretty damn near the prime of his career.
Yes. And I don't know. Is there any way that you could envision a scenario in which, because he's not that old. He's still not that old. And like you said, he's at the peak of his career. 2 years from now, somehow there's an epiphany.
I can't, right now, as I sit here today, envision a way he's back in the league.
Well, if we can have a serious...
He's certainly not going to help his cause claiming racism.
But football-wise, right? If he were to get his life together away from the game... I mean, we had a serious and legitimate conversation about Dez Bryant yesterday, right? After missing a year and a half of football, basically... If Antonio Brown could get his life together away from football, I have no doubt he could get back in shape to play someday.
No, for sure. He could be a mental health success story that people could point to and say, well, you know.
That's the big question, though. Will he ever even recognize that that's a problem?
No, because anybody that's not an enabler is not allowed to be around him. That's the biggest problem right now.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.